Well, I'm happy to be here again this morning with you, and thank you so much for inviting me again to bring God's Word to you, and I trust and pray that that you will be encouraged and also at the same time be challenged as to what God has to say this morning to each and every one of us. I will be reading from Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. And before I read, I would ask if we can just look to the Lord in prayer once again. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Your word is indeed a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. And that is our prayer this morning. And so we ask, Lord, that you will speak to us through the power of your Spirit. Make known your ways to us. Lord, dear, we're here this morning to listen to what you have to say, Lord. And so we ask, God, that you will speak to us and make known your ways in the way that you see fit. We give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only, Joshua, be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the laws that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen. Just going to move this aside for a second. So the title of my message this morning is I Will Be With You. And as I woke up this morning, I decided to just listen to what Pastor John spoke to you last week. And what a comforting words in the beginning of the new year, you know, stay calm. And I think that's a very good reminder to us that in the midst of all the chaos and confusion, in the midst of all that is happening in our world, that yes, that in God that we can stay calm, we can trust in him. And here is a reminder to us this morning that God is saying to each and every one of us, I will be with you. It is an assurance that we're given from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. A promise God made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob since the very creation of the world. Then God gave Joshua that same promise this morning. And this is the same promise that Jesus gave to us. And that same promise, not only did he gift us, but it finds its fulfillment in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. And we can celebrate this morning. We can rejoice, brothers and sisters, because those are comforting words that God, Jesus, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit assures us that they will be with us. As we look forward to the new year that is ahead of us, even though, you know, we're a week or two almost ahead into this new year, there's only one thing that we can be certain of, brothers and sisters, is that God promised to be with each and every one of us. It is something that he will never revoke. It is something that he will never take away from us. And I like to start with these two quotes from C.S. Lewis. The first one is, And it's going to be up on the screen there. The next one, please. Sorry. C.S. And you know, as I was preparing this message, I loved the quote from C.S. Lewis. And he says, "There are far, far better things ahead than we leave behind." And many of us can relate to this saying. Because when you put your trust in Jesus Christ, this is very true. Because Paul says, the Apostle Paul says, "Forgetting those things that are behind, let us press towards the mark of the high calling of God." Things that are better, things that are beautiful, things that God has in store for us. For the children of Israel, if I may reflect on the children of Israel, this was not the case for them. If we remember when they leave Egypt, they were always looking back when God delivered them from the Egypt's land. When they came, when they hit a difficult experience in the wilderness, they kept going back to the things they enjoyed as slaves. One time they said to Moses, "Why have you brought us out here to die? It would have been better for us to be back in Egypt where there's pomegranates and cucumbers and all the beautiful things." But they never saw themselves as free people. They were delivered. God set them free. But they were so focused on the things just because of a little difficulty in their life, just because a little bump in the road, just because of there are times they have hit, their back was against the wall, but yet they fail to trust God. And many times, brothers and sisters, we sometimes put ourselves in that same situation, like the children of Israel. We always forget what God has done for us, but we look back to the things that we enjoy most. And the children of Israel were doing that exactly throughout their entire 40 years in the wilderness. Their constant complaint, their failure to trust God and trust in His promises. And God is reminding us that we can trust in Him. God pronounced a judgment upon them when they murmur, when they complain. And all those who came out of the land of Egypt 20 years and over will never enter into that promised land. They will never be able to see that land. They will never enter the blessings of the Lord, and they could not leave because they could not leave their past behind. And sometimes our past holds us back. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren," or "I urge you, brothers and sisters, I beg of you to present your body as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord. And do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We just read this morning here that we are new creation. We are new people in God. And that's exactly what God wants us to do, not to look back on our past, not to let our past hold us back, but as we focus another year that is ahead of us, the next 12 months or so that is ahead of us, let us continue to trust in Him and His faithfulness. You know, in Numbers 14, verse 1, this is the response of the children of Israel, and I'll take a minute to read that. "Then all the congregation," that's the children of Israel, "raised a loud cry, and the people wept night and day, and all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, 'Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness.'" They're saying basically, it was better for us to die in Egypt. It was better for us rather than dying in this wilderness. Take us back to slavery. Take us back to the chains. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land? Why? They could have never seen what God was doing in their lives and what God was going to give to them. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives or our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let us choose a leader to go back to Egypt." In the midst of God's deliverance, in the midst of all that God has done for them, they still yet wanted to go back to Egypt into slavery. And that's what they said, "Let us go back." Why would they want to go back? The reason why they wanted to go back, because when Moses and Joshua and Caleb and the rest of the tribes, one from each tribe, 12 of them to go spy out the land, the same land, the promise that God was going to give to them. They came back and they complained and they said, "There are giants, there are Amalekites, there are people there. Even though they are beautiful and great, the land is flowing with milk and honey, they are everything." Some of them came back But very bad news. 10 of those tribes came back. And they're now willing to move forward in God's promise. Only Joshua and Caleb. And what the people were saying there, brothers and sisters, is that what they were saying to God is that we don't want you to be our leader. We don't want you to be a leader. And even today, people reject the Lord's sovereign reign and rule over their lives. Many times we, brothers and sisters, put God on the back burner. We put him on the back burner or throw him in the back seat of our lives. And we want to be in control. We want to take charge. And when things go wrong or we mess up, guess what? We keep running back to God only when we need him. Let us not put God in the backbone. And that's exactly what the children of Israel were doing. You know, Peter says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, he says, cast all your care or your anxiety. Cast all your care or anxiety upon him because he cares for you. And the same very word when you read Proverbs chapter 3, we are reminded, trust in the Lord. We all know this verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. He will. That is the promise that God has given to us. Brothers and sisters, the Christian life, you and I know that. The Christian life is not an easy road to walk. It's not easy, but you can be certain of one thing, that you are not walking alone. God is with you. He promised to be with you in your going outs and in your coming in. He will go before you, beneath you, beside you. Every single step of the way, he will go with you. He said, I will take your hands and lead you in the path of righteousness for my name's sake. And then David will say to these, when he sinned against God, even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There is such an assurance when we know in whom we put our trust in, that David could have wrote those same very words. And so many people lived their lives in the past like the children of Israel, failing to allow God to be in control. And as we approach this new year that is ahead of us, let us put our hope and our trust in this living God, no matter what life may throw at us. And as I look back this past year, many of you know that I'm pastored in new church plant, which is Living Hope Community Church. We just celebrated 1 year since we started, and the Lord has graciously blessed us. Last Sunday evening, we had our first in-person gathering at Hebron Christian Church. And we will continue to meet each Sunday in person. And God has opened up that door so that we can worship him and praise him. So next quote that I wanted to bring to you is from C.S. Lewis. And I love this one here because it's a reminder to us again. He says, you can't go back and change the beginning. You can't. None of us can't go back and change the beginning. But you can start where you are and change the ending. And I believe that this quote from C.S. Lewis is true to those who put their trust in Christ. Joshua, in the end, had these words to say. Choose, when he looked at all that God has done and he accomplished everything that God has promised and God fulfilled his word, he says, choose whom you will serve, brothers and sisters. He looked to the congregation and he looked to his people and he says, choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we know that story very well with Joshua pressing on to see God fulfill his promise. Joshua could have chosen to allow the children of Israel and the other nation to discourage him from following after the Lord and walk in obedience to his word. But he chose not to. And sometimes we also need to put ourselves just like Joshua. Even though there are 7 great nations ahead of us, even though there are giants ahead of us, even though there is this whole new Omicron virus that is spreading very rapidly across our nations and around our world, even though all the things that are happening, let us not allow these things to discourage us or to distract us from walking with God, from trusting in his faithfulness, because he is the one that is able to keep us. He is the one that is able to uphold us, like he said in his word. He is the one that is able to carry us. And brothers and sisters, that is the God whom we serve this morning. That is the God we serve. The book of Joshua, without the book of Joshua, Deuteronomy would have been incomplete. The children of Israel were now going through a transition. That is from a nomadic people. They were going from a nomadic people wandering the desert for 40 years. And we're now going to finally settle as a nation. They were going to settle as people who had were given land, the people who were going to experience the promises of God in their lives. For the first time, they would be able to have a place, a piece of land, and a place to call their home. And the book of Joshua is not only about the transition of the people from going from nomadic to settled, but they were going to transition between one leader to the next, from Moses to Joshua. So the death of Moses was not the end of God's promise. It was now a fulfillment of what God was going to do. God will always bury his faithful, but his work must continue. And God's work is not depending on us. It is depending on God to lead and to carry it out. And that is exactly what God was saying to Joshua. He says, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Now, therefore, arise, Joshua. He says, arise, get up, stand up, move. You have this people now to lead. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land. Look at God's promise. He says, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. God had already promised this years and years to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. And now to Joshua, and here God is going to fulfill him. And after 30 days of mourning over the death of Moses, we are presented with the account that God appeared to Joshua once again, that he has not forget his promises. He has not forget to fulfill it and to complete it. And that is one thing that you and I can trust in this morning. No matter what, when everything fails, Jesus never fails. When everything will fail us, brothers and sisters, Jesus never fails. We can continue to trust in his promises no matter what life throws at us. That is one thing that you and I are guaranteed of, that he is able to keep it and he is able to fulfill it and he is able to see you through. That is the assurance that we have this morning. And the book of Joshua is not only a continuation from Deuteronomy 34, but it also speaks of God's final judgment on the children of Israel. All those that murmur and complain, God never allowed them, like I said, to enter into the promised land. It was only until they all died. For 40 years, God kept them there wandering the desert because of the hardness of their heart. And sometimes that happens to us when we reflect back on the lives and the children of Israel experience with God. That happens to us. And when we fail to trust him, when we fail to put our hope in him, when we fail to live in obedience to his word and his command, sometimes those difficult moments in our life bring us back to help us to see that God is still faithful. But the children of Israel, God warned them that that is what he's going to do. They call judgment upon himself and God allow it to happen. And only until they all died and the final Moses died. We all remember when they complained against Moses. And God said to Moses, first time strike the rock and the rock will pour water out. And the next time Moses was to speak to the rock and the people murmur and complain and grumble. They don't like this, they don't like that. They're getting bitter water to drink. And God says, Moses, just speak to the rock. And Moses, with anger and frustrated by the people's complaint, strike the rock when he should have spoken to the rock. And then later on, Paul will say that rock is Christ. He is only going to die once and crucify once. He doesn't need to be crucified again and again and again. There's only one sacrifice for sin, and Christ has made that possible for us. For once and for all, he satisfied all of what God commanded him, became the perfect sacrifice. And so this morning, it is a reminder to us that God will always keep his promise. He kept his promise to the children of Israel. He kept his promise to Moses, that Moses, you will never, because of your disobedience, you will never see that land. You will never enter it. You will never enter into such a blessing. It didn't mean that Moses never was now with God. It means that God said, Moses, you will not enter in. You're not going to be the one that will take my people, but I will allow you to see it. And God took him up to Mount Pisgah and showed him the great land and all the land of the Hittites. And then Moses died and God buried him there. And then God said to Joshua, you are now going to take this people because I have given this land to you. The promises of God, brothers and sisters, are already sealed and settled to each and every one of us. We don't need to wait to prove it out. It has already been given to us. It has already been signed and sealed and delivered. That is why Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are labor and heavily laden, and I will give you rest. That you can trust in that. You can rest and be assured of that. It is not something that you have to go prove it out. It is something that he has settled once and for all, that if you come, you will enjoy his blessing. If you come, if you trust in him, if you lay your burdens at his feet, he will carry it. But sometimes we find it so hard to let go of our own and let go and let him be in control of our lives. And that is something that I have experienced over these number of years in my life, especially this past year, leading Living Hope Community Church in a basement in my home with a stage and lights and cameras, and just taking the good news of the gospel into people's home because I believe that God has called us to do so. And God has laid that burden in our heart. We couldn't see what it would look like because there is no in-person gathering. And you will just cast and you will just stream. And you'll just trust God that he will touch the hearts and lives of people. And that is exactly what God has been doing, allowing us to take the gospel into homes and into lives and into people's heart. And sometimes it's just stepping out by faith and allowing God to do what he said he will do. And just leaning on his word, leaning on his promises. Because he's the only one that is able to do, the Bible says, exceedingly abundantly and above to each and every one of us. But I want to draw your attention as well to just the promises that God said to Moses. Joshua, in verse 1 to 4, he says, now that Moses is dead, you are going to take these people into the land that I am giving to them. To the people of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon. Hear these words that God says to Joshua. I have given to you. It doesn't mean that God is now going to make preparation and try to go on. It was a promise that Joshua could have walked right into because God has already given that land. They just now need to take possession of it. They just now need to go and claim it. And many times we sometimes don't reflect on God's promises the way God wants us to reflect on it. A lot of times we believe that we have to prove it out, and we don't. We just have to walk faithfully and obediently every single day of our lives in obedience to his word. And Joshua had to be reminded that God is the one that he needs to look to. God is the one who was leading and that he will always keep his promises. That is God assured Joshua once and for all. Dr. R.C. Sproul will remind us of this. He says, even when everything around us seems to testify to the futility of our lives. I think it's on the slide there. Even when everything around us seems to testify to the futility of our life, causing us to lose hope, I'm not sure if you can see it on the screen. We are in a covenant relationship with God. He says we are in a covenant relationship with God. Therefore, we are people who live by trust in his promises. We break our promises to one another, he says. We break our promises to God, but God never breaks his promises to us. Throughout history, God has demonstrated that he is supremely trustworthy. That is why, in one sense, nothing could be more foolish than not to trust in the promises of God. And God said exactly that to Joshua. I will give this land and I'm giving it to you. So this morning, brothers and sisters, I want to comfort you with these words in Isaiah as well. God says, fear not, for I am with you. He says, do not be dismayed, for I am your God. 700 years ago, Isaiah prophesied that. Isaiah said these same words, fear not, to a God that is living, that has continued to keep his promise. He says, I am with you once again, for I do not be dismayed, for I am your God. What an assurance we have this morning. He says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. That's 700 years ago in Isaiah 41. Then in 43, Isaiah said, when you pass through, when you and I pass through to the children that he was talking to today. But you and I can take the same very word this morning that Isaiah spoke 700 years ago and find its fulfillment through the person and work of Jesus Christ. That when you pass through the waters, and you can take that word water and change it to your problem this morning. You can put COVID, you can put whatever trouble you get, whether it's financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever problem you have, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Whatever you are going through, God is saying this morning that I will be with you. And through the rivers, whether it's deep or shallow, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And when the flame shall consume you. Here we hear the word of the Lord this morning. For I am the Lord, your God. The Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God said to Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you. No man, no nation, no principalities and power. Not only the armies of the Amalekites and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Perizzites and all the different sites that were there, these seven nations. He said, none of those will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Those are the same very words that Jesus gave to each and every one of us. No matter what you are going through this morning, brothers and sisters, we have that same very assurance from the mouth of Jesus. I will be with you. When he sent his disciples out, he says, go. In the Great Commission, he says, go in all the world and preach this gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And he says, lo, behold, I am with you. What an assurance we have this morning. When God said to Joshua, I will be with you, hear what he's saying to him. He says, I will be with you. And those are the same words he's saying to us. I will be with you to counsel you, to advise, to guide, to direct, to protect, and to defend in your success. And when you prosper, and when you fail, and even when you falter, and even when you stumble, even when your back is against the wall, even when you feel as if there is nowhere to turn to, God promised that he will be with you and me. It is a promise that you and I can hold on to. That is what he says, I will be with you. In Joshua, it's not only to go fight against the army, but in every part, every aspect of your life, Joshua, I will be with you. That is an assurance that you and I can leave here this morning. No matter where we go and what we do, God promised to be with us. And then he says, I will not fail thee. What he says, I will not fail thee. He says, fail means that I will not leave you, nor forsake you. I will not leave you alone, Joshua, when you're in a struggle, when you're in pain or in a difficult situation. God said to Joshua, I will cause my presence to be with you. Today we have the Holy Spirit as an assurance of God's promise to us. I will be with you in your going out and in your coming in. Isn't that what the Holy Spirit does? Isn't that what Jesus says? That when he come, when the Holy Spirit come, on the day of Pentecost, he says, go and wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit, that when he come, he will be in you. Not with you. In the Old Testament, it was with them, alongside walking and being with them. But in the New Testament, the new promises that we have, this new covenant that God has made, that the Holy Spirit is within us. His presence is with us in our going out, in our coming in. I will be with you. When you are up against your enemy, when your enemy come against you, I will give you strength to overcome, strength to fight every battle. Sometimes we forget that. that the battle is not ours, that the battle is the Lord's. And He fight for you and me every single day. God promised an assurance to Joshua is this: until you have taken possession of the land, I have given it to you. Joshua, for Joshua to experience all of what God was saying to him, he had to leave where he is. He had to step out from his comfort and stop trusting himself and just walk and enjoy the blessing of the Lord. And three times, here is the condition that God said to Joshua, and I'll bring this message to a close, which is the same very thing that God is encouraging us this morning. God said to Joshua three times in that last passages that we read, "Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, Joshua, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong," Joshua said, "and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law of Moses, my servant, command you." God says, just be strong. Was it God was saying, Joshua, be strong in your own might and in your own power and in your own strength? No, no, no. That's not what God was saying to Joshua. That strong, that strength and courageous means that you will prove me as your God. Your strength comes from me, Joshua. Your courage comes from me. It's until you put your trust and your hope in me, Joshua, you are going to see the things that I said will come to pass and will be fulfilled in your life. That is exactly what we need to do this morning. We just need to hold on the promises of God. And God said, Joshua, be strong. He says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. What do we have today? We have God's word that we can lean on, that we can trust. And Moses only, Joshua only had maybe the just five book of Moses. He just had maybe the first four books or five. He just had the law of Moses, what Moses commanded. Today you and I have the Old Testament and the New Testament, 66 book. Then you and I can just go in here and hear what God has to say and be comforted by His word. Read it and allow God to speak to us. And God said that to Joshua, you just trust in my word. Be strong and courageous and trust in me. My strength comes. Your strength comes from me, Joshua. It's not about you, but it's about the Lord. Be strong and be courageous. And in closing, the same very promises is given to each and every one of us to trust in Him. To live a victorious Christian life is for us to spend time in God and His Word and to put our trust in Him. That's all it is. No matter what your situation is, He wants you to trust Him and trust His Word. You don't trust Him for what He can do for you, but what He has already accomplished for you. Joshua did not, like I said, did not have the Bible, but he knew what it means to trust in the Lord. That is the reason why he can say, ask for me in the very end. Ask for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But before that, before he said those words, he said to the people of Israel, he says, not one of God's promises God has failed to accomplish. In the end, Joshua says, God has not failed to fulfill the promises that He has made. Every promise is God fulfilled. That is the reason why Joshua could have said, as for me and my house, we will continue to serve the Lord. My encouragement to you for the year that is ahead, every one of us, brothers and sisters, is to trust Him and walk in obedience to His word. That's all what we can do. And I'm certain and I'm sure that you have done that most of your life. Many of you that are here this morning, as I watch you walk into this place this morning, I was blessed and I was challenged. Because you have left the comfort of your home where you could have chosen there to just relax and enjoy the warm, but you wanted to hear what God has to say to you this morning. It's because you love Him and because you care for what God wants to do in your life. And I pray and I encourage you to continue to serve Him. Continue to trust Him. No matter what it is, He will not leave you nor forsake you. Let us pray. Father, we thank You this morning for such an assurance again, Lord, that we can look to the words that You have spoken to Joshua in so many years, Lord, and fulfill your promises. And those are the same promises you have given to us this morning. The promise that your Son has given to us, come unto me all who labors and heavily laden, and you will give us rest. Lord, we find our rest in you, Father. Your word says, take upon me your burden, my burden, which is light and easy. God, you give us the things. You want us to bring the weight. You want us to bring our pain. You want us to bring our sorrow. You want us to bring all the things that will keep us back and lay down at your feet. And Lord, you give us your burden, your care, which is light and easy. And you said, take those things. Because what you give us to go with, Father, is something, God, that we can be assured of this morning. And I pray for every family that is here this morning, every lives, every heart, God, for their faithfulness, for them being here this morning, and for those that are going to listen online, that they will continue to trust you. God, that you continue to take their hands like you promised. Take their hands, guide their feet, and continue to lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And Lord, as they look towards the year that is ahead of us, Father, every one of us, God, that we will, this year will continue to trust you and trust in your promises and to walk in obedience to your word as we surrender our lives again to you. And we ask, Lord, that you lead us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.